Book of Leviticus chapter 1.
1. And Yahweh called to Moses and spoke to him out of the tent of the congregation, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, if any one of you brings an offering to Yahweh, from livestock of the herd, or from the flock, you shall bring near your offering. 3. If his offering is out of the herd, a male, without blemish, he shall bring it to the opening of the tent of meeting, at his pleasure, before the face of Yahweh. 4. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it is accepted for him to make atonement for him. 5. And he shall kill the son of the herd before the face of Yahweh, and the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall bring near the blood and sprinkle the blood on the altar all around at the opening of the tent of the meeting place. 6. And he shall skin the burnt offering, and shall cut it into pieces. 7. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire.
8. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall arrange the pieces, with the head and the fat, on the wood on the fire, which is on the altar. 9. And he shall wash its inward parts and its legs with water. And the priest shall burn as incense the whole of it on the altar for a burnt offering, a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 10. And if his offering is out of the flock, out of the sheep, or out of the goats, for a burnt offering, a male, without blemish, he shall bring it near.
11. And he shall slaughter it by the side of the altar northward, before the face of Yahweh, and the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. 12. And he shall cut it to pieces with both its head and its fat, and the priest shall arrange them on the wood which is on the fire on the altar. 13. And he shall wash the inward parts and the legs with water, and the priest shall bring near all of it and burn it as incense on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 14. And if the burnt offering is a burnt offering out of the fowls to Yahweh, then he shall bring near his offering, of turtle doves or of the offspring of the dove. 15. And the priest shall bring it near to the altar and shall nip off its head, and he shall burn it as incense on the altar. Its blood shall be drained by the side of the altar. 16. And he shall remove its crop with its feathers, and shall throw it near the altar eastward, to the place of the ashes. 17. And he shall cleave it with its wings, not dividing it, and the priest shall burn it as incense on the altar, on the wood which is on the fire. A burnt offering. It is a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh.
Chapter 2.
1. And when a person brings near an offering, a food offering to Yahweh, his offering shall be of flour, and he shall pour oil on it, and he shall put frankincense on it. 2. And he shall bring it to the sons of Aaron the priest, and he shall take from it the fullness of his handful from its flour, and from its oil, with all its frankincense. And the priest shall burn it as incense on the altar, a memorial offering, a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 3. And the rest of the food offering is for Aaron and for his sons, most set apart, of the fire offerings of Yahweh. 4. And when you bring near an offering, a food offering baked in an oven, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, or unleavened thin cakes anointed with oil. 5. And if your offering is a food offering baked in a pan, it shall be of unleavened fine flour, mixed with oil. 6. You shall divide it into bits, and you should pour oil on it. It is a food offering. 7. And if your offering is a food offering on a griddle, your offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil, and you shall bring the food offering made of these things to Yahweh, and shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall bring it near to the altar. 8. And the priest shall lift up the food offering, its memorial offering, and shall burn it as incense on the altar, a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 9. And the rest of the food offering is for Aaron and his sons, most set apart, of the offerings of Yahweh. 10. Any food offering which you shall bring to Yahweh, you shall not make with leaven. For all leaven and all honey you shall not burn it as incense, a fire offering to Yahweh. 11. As an offering of first fruits, you shall bring them to Yahweh, but they shall not go up on the altar for a soothing fragrance. 12. And every offering of your food offering you shall season with salt, and you shall not let the salt of the covenant of your Elohim be lacking from your food offering. You shall offer salt with all your offerings. 13. And if you bring near a food offering of first fruits to Yahweh, fresh ears roasted with fire, grains from a garden, you shall bring near your first fruits for a food offering. 14. And you shall put oil on it, and lay frankincense on it. It is a food offering. 15. And the priest shall burn it as incense, with its memorial offering from its grains, and from its oil, besides all its frankincense, a fire offering to Yahweh.
Chapter 3.
1. And if his offering is a sacrifice of peace offering, if he is offering it from the herd, whether male or female, without blemish, he shall bring it near before the face of Yahweh. 2. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it at the opening of the tent of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood on the altar all around. 3. And he shall bring near from the sacrifice of the peace offering a fire offering to Yahweh, the fat which covers the inward parts, and all the fat on the inward parts. 4. And the two kidneys, and the fat on them, on the loins, and the fatty lobe by the liver beside the kidneys, he shall remove. 5. And the sons of Aaron shall burn it as incense on the altar, on the burnt offering on the wood on the fire, a fire offering of a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 6. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offerings is from the flock, male or female, without blemish, he shall bring it near. 7. If he is bringing near a sheep for his offering, then he shall bring it near before the face of Yahweh. 8. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and shall slaughter it in front of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood on the altar all around. 9. And he shall bring near from the sacrifice of the peace offerings a fire offering to Yahweh, its fat. He shall remove the entire fat tail close by the backbone, and all the fat that covers the inward parts, and all the fat that is on the inward parts. 10. And the two kidneys, and the fat on them, on the loins, and he shall remove the lobe by the liver, beside the kidneys, he shall remove it. 11. And the priest shall burn it as incense on the altar, bread of the fire offering to Yahweh. 12. And if his offering is a goat, then he shall bring it near before the face of Yahweh. 13. And he shall lay his hand on its head and shall slaughter it in front of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. 14. And he shall bring near from mid his offering, a fire offering to Yahweh, the fat covering the inward parts, and all the fat on the inward parts. 15. And the two kidneys, and the fat on them, on the loins, and the lobe on the liver, beside the kidneys, he shall remove. 16. And the priest shall burn them as incense on the altar, bread of the fire offering for a soothing fragrance. All the fat belongs to Yahweh. 17. It shall be a never-ending statute for your generations in all your dwellings. You shall not eat any fat or any blood.
Chapter 4.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel saying, when a person sins against any of the commands of Yahweh through ignorance, which is not to be done, and shall do any one of them. 3. If the priest who is anointed sins, resulting in guilt to the people, then he shall bring near for his sin which he has sinned a bull, a son of the herd, without blemish, to Yahweh for a sin offering. 4. And he shall bring the bull into the opening of the tabernacle of the congregation, before the face of Yahweh, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the bull and shall slaughter the bull before the face of Yahweh. 5. And the priest who is anointed shall take some of the blood of the bull and shall bring it to the tabernacle of the congregation. 6. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood 7 times before the face of Yahweh, at the front of the veil of the set-apart place. 7. And the priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense, at the opening of the tent of the congregation, before the face of Yahweh. 8. And all the fat of the bull of the sin offering, he shall lift up the fat which is covering over the inward parts, and all the fat which is on the inward parts. 9. And the 2 kidneys, and the fat which is on them, which is on the flanks, and he shall remove the lobe on the liver beside the kidneys. 10. As it is raised up from the sacrifice of the peace offerings of the bull, the priest shall burn them as incense on the altar of burnt offering. 11. And the skin of the bull, and all its flesh with its head, and with its legs, and the inward parts, and its dung. 12. He shall bring out all the bull to the outside of the camp, to a clean place, to the place of the pouring of ashes, and he shall burn it on the wood with fire. It shall be burned at the place of pouring of ashes. 13. If all the company of Israel shall sin through ignorance, and the thing has been hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they do that which is not to be done to any of all the commands of Yahweh, and are guilty. 14. When the sin shall be known, that which they have sinned against it, then the congregation shall bring near a bull, a son of the herd, for a sin offering, and they shall bring it in front of the tabernacle of the congregation.
15. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before the face of Yahweh, and they shall slaughter the bull before the face of Yahweh. 16. And the priest who is anointed shall bring in some of the blood of the bull to the tabernacle of the congregation. 17. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and shall sprinkle 7 times before the face of Yahweh, at the front of the veil.
18. And he shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar before the face of Yahweh in the tent of the meeting of the congregation. And he shall pour out all the blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 19. And he shall lift up all its fat from it and shall burn it as incense on the altar.
20. And he shall do with the bull as he has done to the bull of the sin offering, so he shall do to it. And the priest shall atone for them, and it shall be forgiven them. 21. And he shall bring the bull to the outside of the camp, and he shall burn it as he burned the first bull, it is a sin offering of the congregation. 22. When a ruler sins and has acted against one of all the commands of Yahweh his Elohim, which is not to be done, through ignorance, and is guilty.
23. Or his sin which he has sinned shall be made known to him, then he shall bring his offering, a buck of the goats, a male, without blemish. 24. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the he-goat and shall slaughter it in the place where he slaughters the burnt offering, before the face of Yahweh. It is a sin offering. 25. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering, and with his finger he shall put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and he shall pour out its blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. 26. And he shall burn it as incense on the altar, with all its fat, as the fat of the sacrifice of the peace offerings. And the priest shall atone for him because of his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. 27. And if any person of the people of the land sin through ignorance by doing that which is not to be done, against one of the commands of Yahweh, and is guilty. 28. Or his sin which he has sinned shall be made known to him, then he shall bring his offering, an of the goats, without blemish, a female, for his sin which he has sinned. 29. Then he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and shall slaughter the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. 30. And the priest shall take some of its blood with his finger and shall put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and he shall pour out all its blood at the base of the altar.
31, and he shall take off all its fat, as has been taken off the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall burn it as incense on the altar for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And the priest shall atone for him, and it is forgiven him. 32, and if he brings a lamb as his offering, a female, without blemish, he shall bring it, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and he shall slaughter it for a sin offering in the place where he slaughters the burnt offering. 33, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar. 34, and he shall take off all its fat, as is taken off the fat of the lamb from the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall burn them as incense on the altar, on the fire offerings of Yahweh. And the priest shall atone for him for his sin which he has sinned, and it is forgiven him.
Chapter 5.
1. And when a person sins, and hears the voice of swearing, and he is a witness, or has seen, or has known, if he does not reveal it, then he shall bear his iniquity. 2. Or if a soul touches any unclean thing, or the unclean dead body of an animal, or the unclean dead body of livestock, or the dead body of unclean swarming things, it being hidden from him that he is unclean and is guilty. 3. Or if he touches the uncleanness of man, any of his uncleanness by which he is unclean, and it is hidden from him, and he knows, then he is guilty. 4. Or if a person swears, speaking rashly with the lips, to do evil, or to do good, anything which the man speaks rashly with an oath, and it is hidden from him, and he knows, then he is guilty of one of these. 5. And it shall be when he is guilty of one of these, then he shall confess that in which he has sinned.
6. And he shall bring his guilt offering to Yahweh for his sin which he has sinned, a female out of the flock, a lamb, or a doe of the goats, for a sin offering, and the priest shall atone for him regarding his sin. 7. And if his hand does not reach to a lamb, then he shall bring his guilt offering, he who has sinned, two turtle doves, or two offspring of a dove, to Yahweh, one for a sin offering, and one for a burnt offering. 8. And he shall bring them to the priest, who shall bring near for a sin offering first, and he shall nip off its head from its neck, but shall not divide it. 9. And he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and that which remains of the blood shall be drained at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. 10. And he shall offer the second for a burnt offering, as by decree, and the priest shall atone for him, because of his sin which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. 11. And if his hand cannot reach to two turtle doves, or two offspring of a dove, then he who sinned shall bring his offering, a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall not put oil on it, nor put frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. 12. And he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take from it his full handful, the memorial offering, and shall burn it as incense on the altar, on the fire offering of Yahweh. It is a sin offering. 13. And the priest shall atone for him, for his sin which he sinned from one of these, and it shall be forgiven him, and it shall be for the priest as a food offering.
14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, if a person acts unfaithfully and sins through ignorance, against the set-apart things of Yahweh, 15, then he shall bring his guilt offering to Yahweh, a ram, without blemish out of the flock, at your evaluation in silver shekels, by the shekel of the sanctuary, for a guilt offering.
16. And he shall make good that in which he sinned against the set-apart thing, and he shall add its fifth part to it, and give it to the priest, and the priest shall atone for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and it shall be forgiven him. 17. And if a person sins, and he has done that which is not to be done from any one of all the commands of Yahweh, and does not know it, and he is guilty, and bears his iniquity, 18. Then he shall bring a ram, without blemish from the flock, at your evaluation for a guilt offering to the priest, and the priest shall atone for him, for his sin of error which he had, and he did not know, and it shall be forgiven him. 19. It is a guilt offering. Truly he is guilty before the face of Yahweh.
Chapter 6.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. If any person sins and is slyly treacherous against Yahweh, and deals falsely with his neighbor concerning a deposit, or concerning security, or by robbery, or has extorted his neighbor, 3. Or has found a lost thing and has lied about it, and has sworn to a falsehood in regard to any one of all these which a man does, sinning in them. 4. Then it shall be, when he sins and is guilty, he shall return what he got by robbery, that which he robbed, or the extorted thing which he extorted, or the deposit which had been deposited with him, or the lost thing which he had found. 5. Or all that about which he swore falsely, he shall even repay it in its principal, and the fifth part he shall add to it, to whomever it belongs. He shall give it on the day of his guilt offering.
6. And he shall bring his guilt offering to Yahweh, a ram, without blemish out of the flock, at your evaluation for a guilt offering, to the priest. 7. And the priest shall make atonement for him before Yahweh, and as regards to one thing of all that he has done, it shall be forgiven him, by being guilty in it. 8. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because it is burned on the altar all the night until the morning, and the fire of the altar is kept burning on it. 9. The priest shall put on his long robe of fine linen, and he shall put his linen underpants on his flesh. And he shall lift up the ashes which the fire consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and shall put them beside the altar. 10. And he shall strip off his garments, and shall put on other garments, and shall bring the ashes out to the outside of the camp, to a clean place. 11. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it morning by morning. And he shall lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn it as incense with the fat of the peace offering. 12. Fire shall be continually burning on the altar, it shall never go out. 13. And this is the law of the food offering, the sons of Aaron shall bring it near before Yahweh, to the front of the altar. 14. And he shall lift from it his handful of the flour of the food offering, and of its oil, and all the frankincense on the food offering. And he shall burn it as incense on the altar, a soothing fragrance from its memorial to Yahweh. 15. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the rest. It shall be eaten with unleavened things in the set-apart place, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat it. 16. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it as their portion out of my fire offerings. It is most set apart, like the sin offering, and like the guilt offering. 17. Every male among the sons of Aaron shall eat it, a never-ending statute throughout your generations from the fire offerings of Yahweh. All that touches them shall be set apart. 18. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, This is the offering of Aaron and his sons which they shall bring near to Yahweh on the day he's anointed, a tenth of an ephah flour, a continual food offering, half of it in the morning, and half of it in the evening. 19. It shall be made on a griddle with oil. You shall bring it in mixed. You shall bring baked pieces of the food offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 20. And the priest who is anointed in his place, from among his sons, shall make it. It is a never-ending statute of Yahweh. It shall be completely burned, and every food offering of a priest is a whole burnt offering. It shall not be eaten. 21. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, This is the law of the sin offering, in the place where the burnt offering is killed, the sin offering shall be killed before Yahweh. It is most set apart. 22. The priest who offers it for sin shall eat it. It shall be eaten in the set-apart place in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. 23. All that touches its flesh shall be set apart. And when any of its blood is sprinkled on the garment that on which it is sprinkled shall be washed in the set-apart place. 24. And an earthen vessel in which it is boiled shall be broken. And if it is boiled in a bronze vessel, then it shall be scoured and rinsed with water. 25. Every male among the priests shall eat of it. It is most set apart. 26. And any sin offering of whose blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to make atonement in the sanctuary shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire.
Chapter 7.
1. And this is the law of the guilt offering, it is most set apart. 2. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, they shall kill the guilt offering, and its blood shall be sprinkled on the altar all around. 3. And all its fat shall be brought near, he shall offer the fat tail of it, and the fat which covers the inward parts, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them, on the flanks, and the lobe above the liver beside the kidneys, he shall remove. 4. And the priest shall burn them as incense on the altar, a fire offering to Yahweh, it is a guilt offering. 5. Every male among the priests shall eat it, it shall be eaten in the set-apart place. It is most set apart. 6. As a sin offering is, so is a guilt offering. One law is for them. The priest who makes atonement by it, it is his. 7. And the priest who brings near any man's burnt offering, the skin of the burnt offering which he has brought near, it is the priest's, his own. 8. And every food offering which was baked in an oven, and every one that is prepared in the stewing pan, and on the griddle, shall be the priest's that offers it, it is his. 9. And every food offering, mixed with oil or dry, it shall be for all the sons of Aaron to a man, as his brother. 10. And this is the law of the sacrifice of the peace offerings which shall be brought near to Yahweh. 11. If he brings it for a thanksgiving, then he shall bring with the sacrifice of thanksgiving on 11 cakes mixed with oil, and thin unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and of well-mixed flour, cakes mixed with oil. 12. He shall bring his offering with the cakes of leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, his peace offerings. 13. And he shall bring out of it one of every offering, a heave offering to Yahweh, to the priest sprinkling the blood of the peace offering, it is his. 14. As to the flesh of the sacrifice of the thanksgiving peace offerings, it shall be eaten in the day of his offering. He shall not leave any of it until morning. 15. And if the sacrifice of his offering is a vow, or free will offering, in the day he brings his sacrifice near, it shall be eaten. And on the morrow the rest of it shall also be eaten. 16. And the rest of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burned with fire. 17. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings is at all eaten on the third day, it is not pleasing. It shall not be reckoned for him who has brought it. 18. It shall be a hateful thing, and the person who eats of it shall bear his iniquity.
19. And the flesh which touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten, it shall be burned with fire. As to the flesh, every clean one shall eat of the flesh. 20. And the person who eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offerings which belong to Yahweh, when his uncleanness is upon him, even that person shall be cut off from his people. 21. And when a person touches any unclean thing, of the uncleanness of man, or of the uncleanness of animals, or of an unclean abominable creature, and shall eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offerings which belong to Yahuwah, even that person shall be cut off from his people. 22. And Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, 23. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, you shall not eat any fat of ox, or of sheep, or of goat. 24. And the fat of a dead body, and the fat of a thing torn may be used for any work, but you certainly shall not eat it. 25. For whoever eats the fat of the animal, of which one brings near fire offering to Yahuwah, even the person who eats shall be cut off from his people. 26. And you shall not eat any blood in all your dwellings, of fowl, or of animal.
27. Any person who eats any blood, even that person shall be cut off from his people. 28. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, He who brings near the sacrifice of his peace offerings to Yahweh shall bring his offering to Yahweh from the sacrifice of his peace offerings. 29. His own hands shall bring in the fire offerings of Yahweh, the fat beside the breast he shall bring in with the breast, to wave it as a wave offering before Yahweh. 30. And the priest shall burn the fat on the altar as incense, and the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons. 31. And you shall make a heave offering of the right leg to the priest of the sacrifices of your peace offerings, one of the sons of Aaron who is bringing near the blood of the peace offerings, and the fat, the right leg is his for a portion. 32. For the breast of the wave offering and the leg of the heave offering, I have taken from the sons of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and I have given them to Aaron the priest, and to his sons, by a never-ending statute, from the sons of Israel. 33. This is the portion of the anointing of Aaron, and the anointing of his sons out of the fire offerings of Yahweh, in the day he shall bring them near to act as priests to Yahweh, which Yahweh has commanded to give to them the day of his anointing them, from the sons of Israel, a never-ending statute throughout their generations. 34. This is the law for burnt offering, for the food offering, and for sin offering, and for guilt offering, and for consecrations, and for a sacrifice of the peace offerings, which Yahweh had commanded Moses in Mount Sinai, in the days of his commanding the sons of Israel to bring near their offerings to Yahweh, in the wilderness of Sinai.